You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com, bringing you the freshest radio in Brooklyn since 2009. Hear directly from chefs to farmers, artists to architects, authors to brewers, and everyone in between. Check out all of our shows on our website or by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. On behalf of everybody at HeritageRadioNetwork.com, we'd like to send a special thank you to the Hearst Ranch, our biggest supporter and longest-running sponsor since we first started in 2009. Hearst Ranch is the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. Since 1865, the Hearst family has raised cattle on the rich, sustainable native grasslands of the Central California coast. The result is beef with extraordinary flavor that's as memorable and natural as the surrounding landscape. For more information, visit www.hearstranch.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub. Play and sing along.
Good morning, everybody. It's your host, Alessandra and Baby Wally. This is Growing Good. We are live at Roberta's on Heritage Radio Network. Wally is with me today, everybody. Say hi, Wally. He's smiling. So I have an amazing guest with me today. Today's topic is Most Inspirational Mr. Moms of the Year Award. And this is Daniel Ahern. He wins it. Say hi.
Second year in a row.
How old is your son now?
He's two. He was two on August 14th. He's two.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, it's the best.
So Daniel and I were both musicians, and we did lots of tours together. So, you know, being parents for us has been kind of a mind-blowing, psychedelic, but also artistically altering experience.
The best.
The best? Well,
totally the best.
Daniel did it before me, and when I saw Daniel doing it, I was like, this is awesome. So this is why Daniel is one of my most inspirational people and parents in the world. Basically, him and his wife, Amy, his wife's business took off during her pregnancy. She is a interior designer and at the time had some sort of bedpost that she designed that was picked up. I don't know, everything went huge for her. So basically, she handed Daniel the baby at how old?
Well, you know, Amy owns her own business, and like Alessandra said, everything took off. So, you know, normally, I don't know how long women take after they have a kid.
3 months, yeah. Legally.
Oh, okay. So I think she took less than that. I'm pretty sure she did. I think it was like
I think he was 8 weeks when she gave
really
it to
ridiculous.
You, I remember.
So as a musician, you know, like work is always spotty. And so I ended up staying home all the time with my son, Wyatt. And I mean, it worked for us, you know.
I know. Well, this is the second part is like, you know, maintaining your artistic integrity and struggling with your little guys. Daniel is so awesome. He kept recording wherever he could and basically started sending out CDs to every publishing company he could possibly send out, right?
Yeah. I mean, I stayed with the serendipitous thing that happened was like 2 months before Amy told me she was pregnant. I asked a friend of mine who opened a store in I almost said Brooklyn, in Echo Park, it's the same thing, in Los Angeles.
Well, Daniel is actually, me and Daniel met in Brooklyn, and Daniel used to man the bar at Diner, which is one of my favorite restaurants. Remember that, Daniel?
I do, yeah. I just went by Salty and saw some friends who used to work at Diner.
Yeah, so we're Brooklyn people.
Yeah.
Well, but go on with your story.
It's really intense here. So right before Amy told me she was pregnant, I started playing kids' music, and then I put together this kids' project and then found out I was going to be a dad, and that kind of took hold, and it was awesome to be around children before I had one, and I kind of got like a little grad school education and how to do it and what to do, and it was really helpful for me. And then having a child and working in kids' music was even more inspirational because I could sing melodies to him and sing songs to him, and that chance, that opportunity to connect with someone and to work in a whole new vocabulary of songwriting.
Connect with someone, he's talking about his baby.
My son.
That's so awesome.
Oh, he's the best. So I have nothing but awesome things to say about being a parent and how conducive and expansive it is to being a songwriter and to working in music. I mean, it's
right,
all one
I mean,
thing.
A lot of people, you think that you have to put your stuff to bed, but Daniel would basically be writing and playing while taking care of his newborn.
Yeah. I mean, part of the reason eventually we put Wyatt in daycare was it was appropriate, I think, for his age. And also, I think he was super bored of watching me play songs.
After a while, he's like, I don't want to hear this song.
You know?
Well, so the end of this amazing story, folks, because I run into a lot of amazing Mr. Moms all the time because, you know, the workforce is equal now. We all know this. So, and there, you know, a lot of them are musicians because of my background. And they're like, oh, I just don't have time. And I always reference Daniel's story because after all of this, Daniel recently had a lot of success come into his life. And he had a song of his placed in the blockbuster Ashton Kutcher, Natalie Portman movie, No Strings Attached, which was so epic for me as a parent because, you know, it took me forever to go see it. I actually didn't get to catch it in the movie because I'm a single mom raising Wally on my own. And when it was on demand, it was like this epic event for me and very inspirational. And of course, they picked this song and it was like the big breakup montage scene at the end, like the one where it's like the full song, not like the 15-second, like, who was that band song, like the song. So tell us about how did that feel for your family?
It was awesome to make Natalie Portman cry. It felt amazing. No, I mean it. Like that song was. It was. I felt very lucky to have the chance to write that song, and it sort of it took a life of its own. And then you know, like all the politics of getting things placed and synced in LA is a big like gymnastics.
But you did this all while raising your son.
Yeah, I mean, not to sound like such a West Coast goofball, but I don't know how much I did as much as I was available to let these things happen, and I just stayed the course.
Right, but I'm saying a lot of people feel that having a child means retiring,
and it's not. Yeah, I think if you're into it, every opportunity you have, particularly with parenting, is an opportunity to step in more to the things you love, because you have a responsibility, your child. I mean, honestly, Alessandra, the thing to me is being a songwriter and trying to work in music, as you know, like it's hard. There's very little money and it's very inconsistent and there's nothing but reasons to stop. But seeing my son and having the chance to be with him and being so close to him for the first 2 years of his life as I've been, I don't ever want to look him in the face and say, you know, I love something and I gave up on it. Yeah. Like, I think that's bad parenting.
Well, you know, bad parenting. We all do the best that we can do.
Right. Oh, no, I'm making a harsh moral judgment. No, but I'm saying for me.
But we're just saying the happiest that you are, the happier your child is because they know the difference. They really, really do.
Horrible parenting.
No, stop. So those are the struggles and the triumphs. I mean, you know, we're talking about like a bonusly, you can't see his face. It's like the most gorgeous man you've ever seen who was touring like up to 8 months a year, I remember.
I was touring a lot,
yeah. And then, poof, newborn. So he kind of, you know, started just focusing on recording, sending out his music, a different venue, because touring, I mean, have you been on tour since what?
No, a little bit. But you know what, like, you're evidence of this, too, that when you're a parent, like, I doubt you would have had a show called Growing Good a couple years ago. Actually, I can speak from experience that you wouldn't have had a show called Growing Good a couple years ago. So
I don't know what he's talking about, no comment.
So when you have a child, you find yourself stepping into all these beautiful experiences that you otherwise wouldn't have seen.
Right. And let's talk about these experiences.
Okay.
Like a couple months after the Ashton Kutcher movie, this is so ridiculous but amazing, and I'm so proud of you. Daniel was on David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon?
The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Boom. Singing backup for Moby.
Mm-hmm. Moby's an electronic artist, if you don't know his work.
Hi, this is Moby, and you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network.
Mo.
Amazing, he's a supporter.
That's so crazy. I
That's
had no
so
idea.
Awesome.
Is that for real?
That's for real.
He's not here.
Oh, okay. So that's what half of today's topic is about. In the second segment, we're going to be talking about one of Daniel's favorite home life hobbies, which is composting. I am composting illiterate. So what I have done, everybody, is some research on... Daniel's going to teach me how to compost because I don't know. So I'm not going to act like I know because I don't.
Okay.
He's going to teach me from scratch. He's going to talk about how fun it is maybe to do with his son. He gets involved. He gets in there.
He loves garbage.
And it's just something fun we can do. And I know we live in the city. We don't have backyards. But I have had a lot... I've put together some research for all my listeners of how you can make this fun by doing it on your fire escape, your small front, you know, area, concrete area, if you have a child rooftop, and then all the places where you can donate this compost so that we can have more green things. Because I know walking around Wally, if I see like a tree that's pretty, I'm like, Wally, look at this tree. I mean, you know, it's very far and few in between. So we're going to be talking about that after the break. It's pretty amazing because my director, Jack, and also other director, Carlos, are through the door right now taking videos of Wally in the playpen. Right now it's me, Daniel, Wally in his playpen, and we're just loving you so much today. And we're going to tell you a little bit about Daniel's child project, which is called
Storytime Funland.
Storytime Funland Express.
Well, it's called,
that's a song.
This song is called Storytime Funland Express, which is about getting on the Storytime Funland Express to travel through Storytime Funland.
And y'all have been like playing birthday parties and
yeah, it
libraries.
Started out at my friend's cafe, and then it became sort of a big thing on the east side in LA, and we were playing a lot, and then we stopped because we're making a TV show in LA based on, which is really exciting.
So we're gonna hear a song about that. They have a Facebook page. It's called Storytime Funland. Facebook like their page. It's awesome. And they also have a website,
Storytimefunland.com,
and we're going to be playing a song right now off of that. And after the break, Daniel will perform live.
Next stop, the Storytime Funland Express. Well, there's a train that goes on by right past my house, and every day at the same time it calls out. It goes chugga 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 chug, chugga 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 chug. Chugga 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 chug, chugga 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 chug. And it goes choo choo, choo choo. Come on everybody, let's get on board. It goes choo choo, choo choo. Let's ride the Funland Express.
Which one?
The Storytime Funland Express. And every day that train goes by, I run outside to watch it chugga down the tracks with my own eyes. It looks so cool and lots of fun. I had to try
cool
to get on board, and when I did, I heard it cry. It went chugga 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 chug, chugga 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 chug, chugga 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 chug, chugga 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 chug. And it goes choo choo, choo choo. Come on everybody, let's get on board. It goes choo choo, choo choo. Let's ride the Funland Express.
Which one?
The Storytime Funland Express.
Hello, we are back with Growing Good. This is Alessandra. Say something, Molly. Say something. You want to say something. My 16-month-old baby is licking the microphone. He's kissing the world.
It's adorable.
So my guest today is Daniel Ahern. We're back. That was just a song of his off of Storytime Funland. You can find them on Facebook and on the internet. Oh, you want these headphones, Wally? Here you go. Headphones. So right now we're going to talk a little bit about composting.
Okay.
Daniel is just told me in the break that he's not the mastermind of the composting, but he's the person that introduced it to me.
Yeah.
You were the first house that I went over to where you were like really doing it. So just tell us how you started it. What do we need? What are the basics? What's the ritual?
Okay.
What's the routine?
Here we go. So I was introduced to it by a good friend of ours named Jesse Cole, who's from Vermont, from Burlington. Shout out to Burlington. And he... Jesse's pretty deep in it, but basically his whole point was, look, you have a garden and you produce a lot of garbage. There's no reason for you not to compost because it's highly beneficial for the environment, for your own garden. It just makes a lot of sense to do with your waste. So what I did was I got a little green waste disposal that I put underneath the sink. And anytime there was any rinds or peels or eggshells, coffee grinds, etc., I'd fill this up. And in Los Angeles, you can go to the city and they'll supply you with, I don't know what they're called, the compost bins that you can put in your backyard. But what I did was went in my backyard, I cut the bottom out of a garbage can, I drilled holes in the side to ventilate it.
Okay, so you get a garbage can, you cut the bottom, you drill hole on the side.
This is to put it outside. Okay, so the first thing you want to do is collect your waste.
Right.
Right? And the second thing you want to do is have a place to put your compost. So in the city, it's probably different because no one has any space here. So.
Right, I was thinking about a fire escape or, you know, balcony. So would we get one of those, like, tin garbage cans? It has to ventilate.
It has to ventilate. I think you can get, like, a compost...
Like at Home Depot. Okay, Home Depot people.
Most likely. I mean, this city's so green-oriented now. I'm sure you could call the city to get one. I'm sure there's programs. I'd be shocked if there weren't programs here in Brooklyn.
But the point is that you need to find something that has, like, a bucket that has ventilation.
Yes.
Okay.
And what you do...
And a top.
Yes.
Okay.
And what you do is you add the waste as it gathers. You know,
you just start by throwing scraps in there? You don't have to put any dirt in it or anything?
Well, with these... With mine, it was on the ground, so it was already on the dirt. I think...
So then you would have to put a little bit of dirt.
I imagine.
Okay, so you put a little bit of dirt and then you start dumping your waste in it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have to put worms in it or the worms just come?
Again, if you buy these, Wally, if you get the ones from the city, I'm sure they have worms. I just use the worms in the dirt in the backyard.
Okay, guys, so you got to get, because this is city time. This is
city living.
So you got to get some dirt. So you fill it up with a little bit of dirt. You got to get some worms. You can get them at the pet store, I think. Or, you know, maybe make it fun with your kids and go dig out some worms.
Get some worms. I mean, worms.
Because the worms are a big part of it.
They're easy to find.
But, I mean, they break it down in there, right? So you have to have the worms.
Basically, you're making a worm buffet.
Okay. So you got to get the little bit of the dirt. You got to get the worms. Then the fun starts.
Mm-hmm.
And every time after dinner, things like that, you can make it, you know, a game with your children, right? Is that what you do with your son?
Yeah, me and Wyatt will take the garbage out in the back, open up the garbage can, dump in the compost. I have a big stick, and I churn it around. And then every so often...
And then he churns, too?
He tries.
Oh, well, that sounds like so much fun, y'all. Let's do this.
He's not that strong yet.
I know, but there's lots of parents with, like, the older and the littler kid.
It's
and
great.
It's something that they can do together, and then the old kid gets it, and he shows the littler kid how to do it.
Little dudes want to play with garbage anyway.
Right, right.
That's the goal. It's like, how much garbage and dirt can I play with?
But they get it. So this is, like, instilling good values into your kids. You know, I have not done this yet, but I'm really, really going to try. I have a big dog. I hope that she doesn't mess up the vibe.
Yeah, I had to secure with bricks, and I have to keep the top on because the coyotes...
Well, yeah.
Because they'll get in the garbage. I know.
We just have mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So basically, guys, today's show, I want you all to, you know, try this. Try this at home. Make a compost in wherever little... Everybody has a fire escape, even if you have the crappiest apartment.
You can do it.
You can do it. And so make it fun and start, like, showing your children, like, that waste is... There is no waste. Everything is good, you know, for something. Do the rituals after your meals. Give them your coffee grinds. And, you know, I know a lot of the times when I'm in the kitchen, Wally is just on me. I recently just put him, like, a little work desk for him with a chair in the kitchen so that he has something to do while I'm there doing my things. And this could be something else that you're doing, you know, like while you're cooking, while you're peeling, you know, you give it to them, throw it in the compost. Again, you know, make sure that where your compost is child secured.
Yeah.
If you're going to use your rooftop, make sure that it's, you know, gated and child safe. So all of that, use your better judgment.
Mm.
But I just thought that, you know, this is a great thing. Your peels, a lot of the times with Wally, I'm in such a hurry. You know, the bath is running. He needs me, blah, blah. And I throw out all these amazing, like, vegetable peels, and I just throw them in the garbage, and it's just bananas. Sometimes I like to keep my potato peels, and I make french fries afterwards. But again, you know, if you don't have the time and then you leave things out, it gets bad, you just throw it out. So this is just something fun that you could do. You can help out. So this is what I have found. Oh, 1 second. You take over, Daniel.
So this is what she has found. That by doing this, I don't know what she was going to say, but if you need more information about composting, you can go online. It's really, really easy to do. And the thing that's the most imposing for people is the idea that I can't do it, I don't have enough space. If you produce garbage and you can get a garbage pail, you can do it. And with the compost that you make, you can use it as fertilizer. I'm sure there are neighborhood parks around here. There's a ton. There's like a tree everywhere in New York and Brooklyn. So I'm sure there are plenty of opportunities.
Right. And this is some of them. Thank you.
Here we go.
Thanks, Daniel.
She's back.
Good co-host. All right. So whenever you're walking by your streets in Brooklyn, I live in Williamsburg, you always see these amazing little gated garden communities. They usually have a sign that says, "This garden is community run and you can volunteer." I can't wait to volunteer with my son. You can plant trees. You get your own little slot. It's amazing. It's called Green Thumb. Okay. And their phone number is 718-783-7080. They will take your compost. You can donate it to them. Another amazing... Say hi.
Wally.
Another amazing place that will take your compost is the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens. You can find out more about this at bbg.org Greenbridge. And on this page, there's amazing free volunteer things that you can do with your children. It's just amazing. But they will take your compost as well. Then I also found out that there's something called the Institute for Sustainable Cities, and it's running out of the City University of New York. They will take your compost. And then I found out that we have our very own Brooklyn Compost Helpline Hotline.
What? Brooklyn?
The phone number is 718-623-7290. So all of the local gardens that you see around all of Manhattan, all of the Lower East Side, all of Brooklyn, they're black gated, they're beautiful, they're open specific hours, they have events, they're volunteer run. Those are all run by Green Thumb. This is a city organization, city funded.
Yeah.
The compost helpline is 718-623-7290. Get in touch with Brooklyn Botanical Gardens, bbg.org-greenbridge. And, you know, again, if you Google it, donating compost in your neighborhood, you'll probably find a lot of daycare centers, school centers, churches. You can get involved, whatever field, whatever your faith, it's something that can happen. So let's see if we can do this. And I'd love to hear your feedback. If you do this, you can always contact me at facebook.com/AlessandraMI.
Mm-hmm.
So Daniel is now going to perform some music. He's going to introduce his song.
Okay.
And he's going to do it.
Wally
and I are going to say goodbye. Say bye, Wally.
Okay. Alessandra and I are going to be playing a show tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. Tell him about it.
I will. Wally, say something. Check the mic. Wally, say something.
All right.
Wally.
So Daniel's going to let you know about our show. He's going to introduce his song.
Yeah.
And he's going to play. And we're sending love and light to you all from Brooklyn. Mama Sandra and DJ Balls to the Walls.
Yes, right, Wally. Okay, so tomorrow night at Pete's Candy Store in Brooklyn on Lorimer. I don't know the address, but it's on Lorimer at 8 o'clock. Alessandra's going to play, and I'm going to play at 9 o'clock. I'm going to be joined by my friends Jason Grissell and Rebecca Jordan to play some tunes. So I'm going to play a song. Thanks a lot for having me here on the show. Good luck with all the rain. This is a song called Doubt. Take off my hat whenever I see you. Why do you doubt my love? I stand by your side and I always believe you. Why do you doubt my love? I let you run free when you said you felt caged. Why do you doubt my love? I gave you a shelter for all of your shame. Why do you doubt my love? Two lovers and her love song. By the last note, neither remained. If it's real, they both turn into music. If it's real, then no one's to blame. So why do you doubt my love? I spent all my money just trying to save you. Why do you doubt my love? I look in your eyes and then I betray you. Why do you doubt my love? I let you go crazy when you thought I would change. Why do you doubt my love? I gave you a new name for all of your pain. Why do you doubt my love? Two lovers and a love song. By the last note, neither remain. If it's real, they both turn into music. If it's real, then no one's to blame. Why do you doubt my love? Why?
thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening. The following is a message from NOFA NY. Do you dig local food? Love organic farmers? Do you crave to be part of a growing movement of consumers concerned with the state of our nation's food system? Then sign up today to take the NOFA NY's Locavore Challenge this September. Join 5,000 other New York locavores that are hungry, active, and ready to change our food system. Learn more at www.nylocavorechallenge.com.